I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative, divine mission. Hope you're all doing well. Welcome to the topic, Politics Preference, Dynasty and Establishment Rule. Synopsis on track record depicting reality and potential threat to peace, global security, and humanitarian cause. The topic highlights presidential candidacy currently exempt from scrutiny. Those in position of power and authority, especially the members of political establishment, are granted immunity on crimes against citizens at home and abroad, whether 9/11 Commission or Benghazi Committee and congressional hearings related to national interest and loss of lives, the evidences, countless witnesses and testimonials are discarded, and those directly involved and responsible for casualties are exonerated, inflicting more pain on victims' families' wound. The congressional inquiry and the so-called fact-finding investigations are set up to vindicate the guilty with no respect for those having lost their lives in senseless violence and terror that could have been averted had the ones heading the department and administration exercised necessary discretion to save lives as priority. Similarly, the peace efforts to stop bloodshed in unnecessary wars, deploying terror networks resulting in deaths of innocent civilians in several thousands and millions as refugees, are enthusiastically thwarted and proudly claimed as diplomatic victory by supposedly a Democrat. Toppling democratically elected governments in poorer nations, subjugating population to corrupt and authoritarian regimes for direct economic and political control was carried out with passion and regarded astute foreign policy. The Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has been in politics for decades, with trajectory conforming to above outlined strategy. Throughout her political career, beginning with Balkanization of former Yugoslavia and Eastern Bloc, and later favoring military invasions for hegemonic goals in Iraq and Afghanistan, has been the trend. The former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, actively promoted aggressive interventions, not barring removal of governments in Latin America, Middle East, Eastern Europe, Central and Southeast Asia. As head of the State Department, the activities involved deposing people choice governments overseas, playing prominent role in endorsement of rigged elections in Afghanistan, enabling proxy government identified for corruption and criminality. The former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, asserted close ties with Saudi dynasty implicated in 9/11 terrorism. The coalition fostered and fomented insurgency at Saudi government behest in Iraq, Syria, Libya, and Yemen. Additionally, aiding and abetting weapons supply to dictatorial powers like Bahrain's Al-Khalifa regime to quell pro-democracy activism extended in Egypt as well. Similarly, the Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton opposed peaceful resolutions in Middle East conflicts such as Palestinian statehood and Syrian ceasefire in compliance with extraneous forces' agenda for economic and strategic benefits. As former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton's relentless pursuits to sabotage peace accord on Syria stabilization of Libya, Iraq, Egypt, and Yemen are just few among numerous undertakings as a Democrat in disguise. In the United States, the presidential contender Hillary Clinton's contradictions with respect to working class, minority, gay rights, and immigrants, along with rejecting proposal on issuing driver license to undocumented workers that could have generated revenue for California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, the states adjoining Mexico, exemplify inconsistency and lack of integrity. The registration of undocumented drivers could ease the burden on taxpayers and lawful motorists on road accidents that otherwise is a liability to legal residents in these incidents. On women's rights, the misguided notion about Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton needs to be clarified considering adverse impact on women in the United States and overseas due to actions and decisions exacerbating women's plight, namely Afghanistan, South Asia, Latin America, and war-torn Africa. Sexual harassment being dominant in the current presidential race, the partisanship accepting allegations against the Republican nominee Donald Trump as irrefutable, while dismissal of women in the long-known sex scandals of former President Bill Clinton as hoax reveals discrimination of victims in sexual assault with little or no concern for womanhood in general. The abuse of power from the spouse Hillary Clinton in this instance towards sexually harassed members, ranging from intimidation to leave town to warnings upon disclosure of their experience, apparently suitable in the call for civility and empathy for women in the paradoxical paradigm. Regardless, the hypocrisy in the treatment of women affected in political class misuse of authority is pejorative. Furthermore, the Democrat presidential contestant Hillary Clinton background and personality projected as advanced, progressive, modern women raise the legitimate question. Why didn't Hillary Clinton distance herself and seek divorce from a marriage snowed with sex scandals and indignation? Whatever the reasons are, the status clarifies political convenience and superficial image. On the campaign trail, the super PAC and special interest financed elections, the Wall Street funding and energy giants' backing of nominees with the Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton established record as chief beneficiary pose credibility factor on economic and environment matter. The tax return release without complete disclosure on campaign finance from diverse sources as bidders on candidacy undermines voter expectations with disillusionment upon assuming term in office. Presidential nominee Hillary Clinton profile submerged in controversy, secrecy, and complicity on violations of lives and human rights, notwithstanding Clinton Foundation associations and dealings defiantly upheld as political cadre prerogative. Above all, the Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's convictions on national and international affairs premised on deception, violence, and dangerous means, not barring willingness to use nuclear weapons, remains existential risk to global security and humanity at large. The former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton might have traveled to 120 countries and more during her official tenure. However, her understanding of foreign cultures and civilizations failed to meet basic standards to appreciate life and liberty for all, not the selective few she represents in the power struggle. Notwithstanding targeting divine power, statesman Mahatma Gandhi and civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. and alike are a fair game to ex-Foreign Secretary Hillary Clinton and political apparatus. Election transformed into figurative postulate. Democracy is challenged under these conditions to capitulate or retaliate. United States electoral outcome in recent memory has been marred with disputes and irregularities with deliberate calibration of vote diversion, disenfranchisement, and importantly, electoral college system overriding popular vote. Yet the will of the people and discernment could prevail, preventing political preference to retain dynasty rule and conglomerate representation. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative, Divine Mission. I thank you all for your attention and interest. I will be back with issues concerning humanity and the world at large. Until then, peace to all. Thank you.